Our morning show get-together continues today on WRCO Radio as we approach the end of the year, New Year's Eve tomorrow. Hard to believe. And one of our area businesses that oftentimes celebrates New Year's is the Galaxy Skate Center in Richland Center, and owner and operator Phil Wallace is in. How you doing?
Well, thank you, Phil, and I appreciate the invite to come down here today. We're doing things a little bit different in the last couple of years. We're directing things more towards a family entertainment thing. In years past, 10, 15, even 20 years ago, we used to do overnights and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. We've shied away from that now just because it seemed like a lot of the kids that did on the overnights were, they would get really bored about, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and then next thing you know, they're all filing out the door, they're wishing to go home, and you're sitting there at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, and you only got like 12 kids there. It was like, okay, thank you for being the babysitter.
Yeah, right.
So, basically what we've done now in the last couple of years is we've done a noon Year's Eve family special. And basically that goes from 1 until 5 in the afternoon. So you can get mom and dad and the young kids, or even the middle school and high school age kids. I mean, it's fun for all ages. But we've directed it towards an afternoon of fun. We've thrown in a couple of new games this year. And I tried a couple of them out this week, and they had a really good reception. One of the games is called The Clump.
Oh. Well, yeah. Describe that for us.
So The Clump is basically, I have a spinny wheel here on my phone, and it's random numbers between 2 and 9. All right, so when the wheel lands, it goes ta-da, and then I'll stop the music really quick, and I'll holler out 8, or whatever the number is that pops up. And 8 people have to all run and clump together and hold hands. And if there's any oddballs, or you don't get 8 in a group or anything like that, then they're eliminated from the game.
Okay.
So then the music will continue, and they start skating around again, and in about 30 seconds to a minute later, I spin the wheel, ta-da, and this time it might be 3. Okay, so you've got friends, and then you don't have friends, and it's like, so it's really a unique game in the ways that maybe you only got 2 or 3 of your friends there, but you need a clump of 5. Well, now you're going to have to go find a couple more people to stay in the game. So you got to either make new friends or, meet new people or, and what better way to do that than on a skating floor?
On roller skates, right. So I presume you're still going to do the old classics like the door game, go to the doors.
Oh, yes, yes. Musical Doors is a big, huge hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's highly requested, that and Limbo. I mean, the kids are always challenging themselves to see how low they can go under the Limbo poles. And we got some, we've had some in years past where we've done a Limbo championship, and we participated in a statewide Limbo championship with all the other roller rinks in Wisconsin at one time. And we came in 2nd and 3rd in the state. So my education with the kids in school and showing them how to balance and showing how to do this stuff has really benefited them as far as the Limbo contest goes. So I usually end up going about 5 or 6 rounds. You lower it 1 pump, each time. And I'll go 5, 6, sometimes 7 rounds before anybody gets out, except for maybe a mom or a dad that wants to get out there and show off for the kids, but then there are those dads or those moms that show up the kids.
Oh, that's impressive. So who's the record holder? Like, how low has someone been?
There was a girl named Michaela, and I believe she got down to, I want to say 8 or 8.5 inches on skates under the pole, and gets all the way under the pole. And then the rules are you have to come back up without touching the floor and go back to skating. You can't just plop down on the floor after you've passed through the bar. So to go all the way down and get under 8 or 8.5 inches and then come back into a skating position without falling over, That's a unique talent, let me tell you.
That is impressive.
So we have a lot of kids that just absolutely love this place, and we have a lot of families that love this place. We're drawing people now from the other side of Madison, the other side of Dubuque, Iowa, down through Dodgeville, Platteville area. We have a good following from the Hillsboro area. We have a good following coming down from Viroqua area now. So we're pulling a huge amount of people from a lot of different places. So I'd say my radius is probably about 100 miles now. So
that's incredible. What about numbers? I know we've talked about that in the past, but 2024, have we lost any more roller rinks this year?
We didn't lose any more roller rinks this year, but there's a lot that have gone. I mean, I've watched 14 roller rinks just in the last 5 years go.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's unfortunate. I mean, the one in Monroe is gone. The one in Madison is gone now. The one in Platteville has been gone for quite a few years now. Prairie du Chien closed up here about 8 years ago, whatever it was. Dubuque closed up here about 3 years ago. Matter of fact, I just bought all of their rental skates and acquired all their rental skates, and we hooked them up with a rink in Oakdale, Wisconsin. There's a new gal up there that's trying to make a go with that rink, so we got her fixed up with a bunch of newer rental skates for their rink up there. I mean, I want to see rinks succeed, not just me. I mean, other rinks need to succeed too. Lacrosse is still going, as far as I know. So the Oakdale Toma rink is going. There's a church that bought the one in Portage.
Oh.
So I think they're doing mostly church activities and whatnot. I don't know exactly what all they're doing yet, so don't quote me on any of that. But I'm hoping that they're doing something and making a roller skating facility for some families and stuff. So
Hank and I drove by one, Waukesha, I believe it was.
Well, yes.
It looked like a really nice one.
Yep, Skateland in Waukesha is owned and operated by, there's three brothers, and their name escapes me right now, but there's one in Watertown, the one in Waukesha, and the one in is Ozaki Skate Land up there in Cedarburg. So there is three roller rinks over there in that area that are going. Rollero, which was down by the airport in Milwaukee, is now gone. And there's one in Kenosha, I believe. And my friends John and Melanie own the one in Burlington, Wisconsin. So they're doing very, very, very well. Oshkosh is gone. that owner passed away, and the building was sold and turned into temperature controlled storage.
Ah, sad.
There was a guy that actually came and approached me about a year ago and asked me to buy the building, and he offered me a very, very nice price and told me what he was going to do with it, and I turned him down. I said, you know, as much as I would like to retire right now, that's just not something that I'm willing to do. I'm not willing to sacrifice one of the only places for kids and families to go, especially in this area. There's not a lot there. I mean, we're fortunate. We have the roller rink. We have the outdoor theater. We have an indoor theater. We have a bowling alley. So Richland Center is pretty unique, and we have the aquatic center too.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some good activities here in Richland Center to come and visit, you know, this area and whatnot. So hopefully maybe the tourism director can get on board and really, really push those, you know, those five specific ones, you know, that, I mean, there's a lot of other things in Richland County that's really great, but, you know, of course we like to promote the businesses as well, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think unfortunately we just take it for granted that, oh, you know, everybody has an outdoor, everybody has an indoor theater, everybody has a bowling, everybody has a roller rink, and we are just really lucky, and I think Tony Johnson will say the same thing, but.
Yep.
About how much of his business comes from outside of town.
I spoke with his manager not long ago, and we put together some passes, and we're working on an item that I hope will come through. Not going to mention any details yet because we haven't finalized anything, but Richland Center is a unique area because the three things that we have that no other community has is the outdoor theater, the roller rink, and a bowling alley. If you put all three of those together all in one community, Richland Center is the only one in Wisconsin that has that.
Really? All three?
Okay. As far as I know. Uh-huh. Now, I might be wrong, so if somebody wants to prove me wrong, go ahead. But as far as I know, to my knowledge, that we're the only town or municipality that has the outdoor theater, a roller rink, and a bowling alley all in the same place.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. And then especially a town of our size, too. You know?
Yeah, we're not a very populated city, and we're not a very populated county either. But the amount of stuff that we have here that people can do is phenomenal. So, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why I'm drawing people from, like I said, upwards of 100 miles away. I mean, when you got somebody that comes into your rink and says, oh, well, I just drove 2 hours to get here, you know, and I said, well, you're visiting family in the area? No, we just, you know, looked up activities and found you, and okay.
Something to do.
I'm good with that.
And, of course, you're planting the seed with some of the area young people. Are you in the schools again this year, Phil?
We have a couple of schools that we're getting into this year, and I'm working on a couple of programs. I have Reedsburg coming over, and we're going to do an activity day here for Reedsburg Middle School. And then Weston School is on board. I have to get with a couple of other area schools. We're talking about a Super Bowl, which is the Monday right after the Super Bowl, and River Valley does that with their elementary and whatnot. So Super Bowl will be basically an all-day skating event. So it's really cool. We did that last year, and we had over 275 kids through there throughout the day, and it was absolutely amazing. So I love it.
It's organized chaos, though, when you take the skates there and try to get them on every foot.
And, of course, you know, there's a lot of kids who absolutely just love this place. I mean, I've got them. They come up to me when they come in. You know, they give me a big hug and say, well, thank you, Phil, for you know, having this place open and, you know, so on and so forth. So there was a little boy, I don't know if I can play this on my phone or here or not, but there was a little boy that the other night, he came up on Saturday night and he just out of the blue, you know, comes up there and tells me this. I says, can you say that again? And I whipped out my phone and I recorded him. And then I talked to his parents and I says, well, is it okay if I put this on our Facebook page, on our reels and whatnot, so, you know, I'm going to make him internet famous, you know. And so I posted it Sunday morning at 8 a.m., and by Sunday night at 8 p.m., it had already had 977 views for that one little boy for a comment that he made at the roller rink. And let's see if we can make this work.
A 1 out of 100. I'd probably give it 100 because this place has arcades, it has great food, and the roller rink is amazing.
Well, thank you very much, my friend.
Oh, that's quite the stamp of approval there.
Oh, yeah. Well, so, you know, and I'm getting the kids involved in the promotions and stuff now too. It's not just about me. I mean, I grew up in that rig. I mean, I started skating there, you know, when it was brand new, and I've been there all my life. It's been a big part of my life, you know, and so I want it to be these kids' part of their life and part of their history growing up. Yesterday, we did a 1-4 family matinee. You know, we've been doing holiday hours for the last week and a half now, so there was a guy there, and he brought his kids up there, and he hadn't been there in probably 15 years or so, maybe 16 years, whatever, and I looked at him, and he looked familiar. He was one of the kids that was hanging out there when he was a kid 15, 16 years ago, and now he's brung his little kids up, and he goes, boy, this is really nostalgic. He says, you know, bringing it back to my old skating days, and now I can share these with my kids and so on and so forth. So it's definitely a generational thing. You know, I mean, where I've got grandparents coming and they're bringing their grandkids and, oh, here, you know, I used to skate here like this when I was your age, you know, and tell them all the stories about how they met grandma there.
Uh-huh. Yep. That happened.
You know.
And very fortunate Hank Clarkson had the foresight to get it going. So many of us don't remember life without a roller rink in Richland Center.
Yeah. Richland Center's had a roller rink in town for as long as I can remember. Plus, even then some, there was a portable roller rink that they used to bring in the 50s. My dad used to tell me about it. They used to put it up in Crosscut Park and had the old wooden snow fence around the outside, and it was under a circus tent. And it's a clamped together, screwed together wooden floor that they used to put down and skating throughout the summer. Ah. And then they had ice skating during the winter and stuff too, but... so, yeah, there's been roller skating in Richland Center for a lot of years.
I think it was a big thing for couples back in the 50s. It seemed like it was more of a date skate and things like that.
I've had a few relationships that I've met over the years in a roller rink.
I bet.
Right now, like I said, we've been doing holiday hours. You know, I've expanded them, and, you know, for me, it's all about getting the kids and mom and dad together to do things as a family unit. I truly believe that is a very powerful thing, to keep families and kids together, doing things together as a family. So we've had $5 family matinees. $5 includes skate rental every day since December 22nd from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. We'll do another one today. So in a few hours, I'll be back up there opening it back up. I'll see if I have time to make some fresh cotton candy here this morning before we get up there and get open. We'll do the family matinee New Year's Eve skate tomorrow from 1 until 5. And again, it's only going to be $5, includes skate rental.
That's a good deal.
You can't take a family of four is going to get in for $20. I mean, you know, you can't hardly beat that price. And it, to me, it's not about making the money. It's keeping the families together and keeping the kids active and maybe off of the screens and stuff like that, you know. So starting Thursday, we'll go back to our normal hours and whatnot. So Thursday night's going to be Throwback Thursday.
Right.
It's from 5 until 8. That's the Phil Knee might even stop up and share a pizza with
maybe,
you.
Maybe.
You never know.
Keep him off the skates, but he likes the food. So
yeah, I don't know about the skates anymore for you, but you know, definitely the food is good. I mean, I've worked long and tirelessly to perfect my pizza, and I'll give you an example of how many pizzas I sold one day. December 7th, we had Santa Claus visit up there, and we sold 54 pizzas in 4.5 hours.
That's a lot.
So they definitely like what I'm doing up there in the kitchen.
Right, I guess. But you mentioned Thursday nights, and that's more of a time for adult skate, isn't it?
Well, adults are welcome. Kids are welcome, too. I'm not going to turn anybody away. I mean, it's still open to all ages, but the music on Thursday night is all 70s, 80s, 90s, you know, some of the stuff that you play on Saturday nights and whatnot.
Sure.
So once in a while, I'll get some kid that'll ask me for, you know, something from the Beach Boys or whatever, you know. Oh, what the heck? You know, let's go back into the 60s a little bit, you know, because there were some great roller skating songs from the 60s and the 50s, too. But,
right.
You know, there's a lot of TikTok videos out there and some of the movies. What was that one? The Guardians of the Galaxy. Those three movies have some phenomenal oldies on there that, you know, we growing up with.
Yeah, they brought back a lot of songs.
And now they're bringing those back in these movies, and so the kids are recognizing this, and, oh, hey, can you play blah, blah, you know, whatever, and yeah, sure, I got that.
Oh, that's awesome. And then the typical Friday night hours, right?
Friday night hours are 4 until 9, typically, and then Saturday is 2 until 9. Saturday's really geared towards families. And so the music on Saturday can be anything from, you know, some upbeat country to some 70s dance stuff to, you know, some of the modern stuff from today. Everything's all clean. Everything's all radio edited. So you don't have to worry about words or language or anything like that. And Saturday night, usually after about 6 or 7 o'clock, you know, when things start tapering down just a little bit, maybe they're not tapering down, you never know, but we do all requests Saturday night from about 7 until 9, the last 2 hours of the day. You can request whatever you want, as long as it's clean, and put it on the list, and we buzz it right in there for you, so, yeah. kids are liking that.
Making new memories. So 2024 was a good year for Galaxy Safe
Center? 2024 was a good year. It's not a record-breaking year, but it's been consistent, let's put it that way. And consistency is good. You know, I don't expect everybody to be there every single weekend and every Friday and every Saturday, but, you know, make it one of your normal, regular routines. You know, the exercise alone is very, very healthy for you. Roller skating burns up to 600 to 650 calories per hour.
My goodness.
For a regular 2 to 3 mile an hour pace, which is not that fast. You're just cruising along. Mm-hmm. And, you know, burn off some of those extra holiday treats that you probably partaked in, you know, like the ham and the turkey and the candy and the, you know, at my church, they gave me 5 boxes of chocolate covered cherries. I'm like, what are you guys trying to do? Send me into a diabetic coma?
Do you have any left?
Actually, I do. I still have 3.5 boxes left. So.
But we talk about New Year's resolutions, and we talked last half hour with Sarah and Mary about the Simons, but it's the same thing. If you want to get up and be active, that's a good place to start.
Same thing to do. You know, go out to Simons. You know, you can get a workout out there. I mean, I'm sure they have a weight room and a treadmill mm-hmm. system and all that kind of stuff. You know, but look how many calories you're burning on a treadmill in an hour. Try running that. And then I'll come up and go roller skating for an hour and see which one gives you a better workout.
Sure. You know, I'm guessing some people are a little apprehensive, especially if you get past a certain age. You know, maybe we don't bounce as well.
Well, that is true. That is very true. But if you just start out slow, because if you have roller skated before, and let's say you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, like me, you know, if you maintain your balance and you keep doing it, you're not going to lose it. But if you quit doing it, or maybe it's been 15, 20, 25 years since you skated, but you kind of want to get out there and try it again, maybe come and try it on a Thursday night or maybe somewhere where it's a little bit slower and just start out slow. You know, do the penguin walk. You know, just take smaller steps and get that equilibrium back in there, get that balance back in there, and it'll come back to you before you know it. It really will. Don't go out there and just try to go blowing by, you know, the rest of the kids. Oh, yeah, I used to do this all the time, you know, and then what are you going to do? You're going to fall on your rear end.
Right.
You know, so.
Do you still have the plastic ones that go over shoes or not?
Well, they're not plastic. They're a little bit better quality skate now. They don't go over their shoes. They actually slip right in there, but they're an adjustable one. The wheels on the training skates are a little bit wider, and those are for little junior guys from like junior 7 through like 11 or 12.
Do you have a 10.5 men's or not?
No half sizes. But I will tell you, we have a Richland Center native, and he's been here pretty much all his life. He worked at the campus for many, many years. I won't say his name because he doesn't like notoriety or recognition, but he's 82 years old, and he skates there every Friday for 30 minutes.
Wow, good for him.
He comes in about a half an hour before we start. And I give him the whole floor, and we play a little, maybe some smooth jazz or some of the oldies or some old Bee Gees or something like that, you know, and he gets out there, and you know what? To watch an 82-year-old man still be able to stand up on one foot and glide around and skate backwards and move, and he goes, yeah, I hope I can still do this, and, you know, and you're doing great, man.
Set goals for another year then.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Definitely.
That's great. So, again, tomorrow, you know, people that don't like to stay up late, you can hit it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Galaxy
Skate until 5 in the afternoon for only $5. Admission includes skate rental. So come out and have some fun. We're going to do the ping pong fling right at the end. And that little activity right there, we're giving away 25 different 10-pack passes. That's $120 worth of skating in each card. There's 25 of those going to be given away tomorrow afternoon. So,
wonderful.
Come on, join us.
Well, keep up the good work. Love to profile your business, Phil, because it's certainly unique and draws a lot of people to the area. So,
thank you for the invite, sir.
Yeah, bet. Happy New Year to you. Phil Wallace of Galaxy Skate Center on WRCO's Morning Show.